Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. It really is my pleasure to be back with you. I was so grateful for all the staff and the Advent devotionals that they led us through to help us to think about God's presence in our lives. And I look forward to this new season where we change up Project 119 a little bit. And we are going to read through the Bible in a way that we hope will help us understand how Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophecies in the Old Testament, and how everything in the Old Testament points forward to the redemption found in Jesus. As Sally Lloyd-Jones would say it, every story whispers his name. And so we'll begin with creation, and then towards the end of our plan, we'll get to the new creation. We'll begin at the beginning of time when God has created all things, and we'll see how the work of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, create life and also sustain life. We'll start this by looking at Genesis, and then we'll look at several Psalms and even a passage from Job, and then we'll look to the New Testament as well. And an important part of the creation narrative that we're going to highlight and remind ourselves about is that God made mankind in his own image. And so we are image bearers of the Creator God. So we'll talk more about that during these 9 days where we delve into passages that speak to creation and how God is at work in our midst. After we do creation, I'm not going to talk about every section just yet, but our next section will be fall and original sin and judgment. And we'll talk about how Adam and Eve's choice to disobey God in the garden has brought sin into the world and how we feel the sting of sin even today. We are basing our plan off of a plan written by a man named Greg Lanier. And you can find more about this plan if you want to look online at reasonabletheology.org. Okay, let's get started by reading Genesis chapter 1 together in the New International Version. The beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be light in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light to the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water and the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. Two things stuck out to me today. First, it was that the author of Scripture would not even name the greater and the lesser light that God put in the sky. In ancient times, and even today, the sun and the moon are often worshipped. And Moses would not even give them the credit of naming them, because the point in this passage is not that they are so wonderful that they give light, but that God created the lights that give light to our world. The second thing that I mentioned earlier is that we are all created in the image of God. And I want to kind of ponder what that means. Today, Lord, help us to think about what does it mean for us to be created in your image? Is it that we are meant to create, that with your power we create? Is it meant that we are to be loving because we know that your love endures forever? Whatever it is today, may you go forward with the thought that you are created in God's image and you belong to him. Will you pray with me? Father, as it says in Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at your command, and that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. You have been our creator, you are our sustainer, and you are our redeemer. And we see this play out through the storyline of Scripture. As we journey through this Bible reading plan, would you bless it, Lord? Would you help us to be encouraged by your word, to be reminded of your power, and also to be reminded that you, as creator, sustain us. And we are not called to be the sustainer of everything. We entrust our lives to you. We belong to you. And we ask that you would do your work in and through us. And we would allow you to carry that burden. ultimately, Lord, we want to bring you glory, especially as we start out a new year. We're thinking about ways that we can be transformed into the likeness of Christ. Help us to not live under the tyranny and the burden of checking something off the list, but help us, Lord, instead to love your word and to know that we meet you in the pages of Scripture. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.